Our next guest is someone who's out there working in gardening and with a gardening landmark in San Antonio, Pete Mendiola. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Very good, Milton. How are you?
We're doing terrific. Now, Pete, where do we start with talking about you? Do you want to talk about your kind of one of your...
I'll start with it. He's a glutton for punishment. That's what he is.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I mean, Jesus had the cross, and Pete's got the sunken garden. And
is that right?
I don't know which is worse, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, actually, because that face is really a mess. When we first started working on it, but it looks pretty good now.
And they can't run him off. They can't fire him because he's not getting paid. And he's just so damn persistent, you know?
Well,
people just don't know what to do with somebody like that.
Thanks to people like you, Jerry, that we're doing pretty well out there. You gave us a whole lot of these Lou Dahlberg salvias and all these Bush morning glories. It looked terrific.
I was trying to throw them out. And
Well, Pete, tell us about
that. And then they got stolen, didn't they, Pete?
Well, some of them did.
But did he quit? Hell no. He's back the next day for more.
Well, they're doing better with security now, though.
Oh, that's good.
We're having terrific problems with vandals and thieves. But, man, it's not all that bad because they're going, they're checking around the clock now. The park police are going out there.
So have you had more trouble with vandals or politics? Which has been the worst trouble? Politics.
Stay out of there.
But if it is politics, Pete's got to be careful now.
You never want to give up. You'll solve the problems, the politics and otherwise.
So, Pete, what is it you're doing and inform people of the situation with the sunken gardens?
Well, basically, we went out there in October 2003, and I remember the sunken gardens from the time when I was a kid. In the whole time when I was growing up, I used to have my dates out there, and that place was just a fantastic place to go. When I went out there in 2003, that place was just a disaster area. The place was overgrown with weeds. All the pagoda area was collapsing. All these cross beams were falling apart. The restrooms were absolutely filthy and just loaded with a lot of derelicts that lived in the place. And another thing that they had back here, they had a lot of feral cats that people would dump out every weekend. They'd go out there and just drop their animals. And, you know, you feel sorry for the cats, and I actually have trouble with cats that I've taken home. And it's just kind of a mess with it.
Y'all line up a Chinese restaurant out there, I'm telling
you. Stop it.
Well, you know, what's pretty funny, you fellas.
Hong Fong's right down there on Broadway.
Don't go there.
Right down the hill.
No.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. But, you know, what's pretty funny, you know, heard of La Cantera San Antonio, but the Japanese Tea Gardens, that area was actually the original La Cantera here in San Antonio.
Oh, they're right. I didn't know that.
Around since about 1730. It's from the Canary Islanders. They used to use that stone to come up with these municipal buildings and some of the missions, some of the churches, and things of this nature.
So the sunken garden was in disarray, and you decided to do what?
Well, we decided to start kind of cleaning it up. First, we had a small group. I was working at the botanical gardens at that time, and I believe this fellow by the name of Tony Ponsek had mentioned that I'd go take a look at the garden, so I did, and we started looking, and we got a group of master gardeners and DVSC people to go out there, and we started doing some pruning and cleaning, and getting rid of the poison ivy, and getting rid of a lot of the thorn bushes, a lot of these Spanish daggers that were kind of poking people, and we did a lot of cleanup with the graffiti work and picked up trash. It seems every weekend people would go out there and have beer parties and just kind of stew the place, just really make a mess.
So what's your goal for this project?
Our goal is actually to get the place replanted and looking halfway decent. We get criticized a lot because we get some people to come by and say, well, this doesn't look like a Japanese tea garden or a Japanese garden because there's no Japanese plants here. We try to explain to them that here in San Antonio, if you're here in July and August, if you try to put in a Japanese garden here, it's going to fry on us. There's basically a Texas native garden. That's about the only thing that's really going to thrive.
How many people are involved in the whole overall project?
It's hard to say. We have about 12 hardcore people, but last week we had a mass planting because they give us 50 flats of plants from the botanical garden. So I kind of panicked on Monday. So we sent out some emails, and the people from the GVST and the master gardeners responded. So we had about 24 people working out there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking 3 days to do the planting, we did it in half a day.
Wow.
It's like one of the speakers was talking about a while ago. When you get a group of people working together, you can really get a heck of a lot done.
So if people want to get, you know, Jerry's mentioned this is a tough task, and lots of challenges, but there's folks out there that want to get involved in a project like that. And yeah, how do they do that then?
Well, we're out there every Tuesday and every Thursday from about 8 o'clock to noon, and we'd be happy to have anybody come out there, because we have kids coming out from the ages 14 to 84, and they help us. Not all consistently, but they drop in at various times. We have some commercial groups like USAA comes out, Valero comes out. We've had people from Toyota come out. We've had people from Keystone Schools come out, from Jefferson High School. And just a lot of people have been actually pitching in. But I think a lot of the nurses are getting kind of tired of us, because we go around hitting them up for plants, just like we hit you up for those plants.
So have they got that leak problem fixed yet? Or
no,
that's
a problem. Because
they're still working on that? Those things are leaking.
Yeah, what they need to do, they have to have a flexible liner to put on there, because, you know, the soil here in San Antonio is so volatile. Every time the thing was shipped, the concrete seams would break and the water would leak out. So they're trying to come up with a flexible liner to keep the water from leaking.
Well, they found one. Didn't Bert Nichols, he had the answer, but what was it, too expensive?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. But
sometimes spray-on liner.
You know, sometimes politics get in the way, because they have some people that could probably do the work here locally, but then again, that's another story.
We're talking to Pete Mendiola, and we're talking about gardening volunteerism in San Antonio. And Peter, do you want to talk about some of the challenges other than aesthetics and what you've planted that you faced in this project?
Well, yeah, the biggest problem we have right now, we have several different agencies that are actually connected with it, and we're trying to keep them stepping on each other's toes. Like, we have a group called Friends of the Park that's heavily involved in the hardscapes, doing the buildings for the renovations. We have the Botanical Gardens that's involved. We have the San Antonio Zoo that owns a concession there.
Yeah.
We have the City Park and Recreation Department. We have the Master Gardeners. We have GVST. So we're all trying to get kind of coordinated to make sure that we don't do anything that we shouldn't be doing. But we basically provide our own tools back here. They only have one basic maintenance worker that works for the city, Jesse. He's been there for several years, whereas they used to have six full-time maintenance workers trying to take care of the gardens.
Oh.
If they get the garden ponds fixed, it's going to be impossible to maintain that place with one maintenance worker.
Were some of the funds in one of the recent bond issues dedicated to the project? Too?
Yeah, I think he dedicated $750,000 for the ponds and for the gardens. And they've done a beautiful job in redoing the pagoda area. They re-roofed it, and this past week they were working on the restrooms. The restrooms, if they reopen them, they're going to have some kind of security in there to keep some of the strange folks from going in there. But it's
So what keeps you going, Pete?
Well, I love it. You know, like I said, I grew up here, and that thing has a lot of memories. I had a lot of my friends that got married there. I remember when I was a kid, we used to have a lot of birthday parties. We used to have what they call the quinceañeras there. We used to have family reunions, and it just has a lot of beautiful memories for me. And I would like to see it come back to what it used to be. And if they could just get more people involved in volunteerism. You know, I think volunteers, it kind of beats throwing money at a problem, because people are there because they want to be doing something. And if you get those type of people that are kind of dynamic and they have some degree of know-how that can get in there, they can get more done than some people that are just there for the bucks.
Yeah, as historical as that is, and I mean, that's big-time San Antonio history. We might be able to find a benefactor to come up and pony up the money to plastic line those pools out there and do it right.
You know, well, we could find some people to listen to us, because one of the things we would like to do, we have some friends that have some jazz groups or jazz combos. You would like to have some jazz concerts back here on weekends.
That'd be cool.
Up at the Pagoda area. Maybe have a plant sale there every now and then, and have the farmers markets. We have some people lined up that can help us with the farmers markets and make it a people type of place. But people just don't realize that this is a part of San Antonio's heritage, exactly.
Well, maybe we could have some plant sales there this next year. I've got a lot of new plant material, and it seems like the sales are getting less and less, so that's a good idea, that plant sale business up there.
You know, what's really embarrassing, Jerry, is that we have Busloads of tourists that come by the place every Tuesday, or when I'm there on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm sure they come out other times during the week as well. And it's kind of embarrassing because they read all this stuff with these convention center publications that they talk about the koi fish, the beautiful ponds, the waterfall, and the beautiful landscape. And when they get there, they find no water, no koi fish, no ducks, nothing of that nature.
Well,
it's kind of difficult
to
explain.
Now, follow me on this. If we don't have water in the pond, we're not going to have ducks and fish.
No, yeah.
Okay,
because
following
the ducks wouldn't waddle around just in...
That's right. It is. But now we can get to water lilies. You know, Dr. Eikens, who passed away now, used to donate the water lilies. But I bet you...
And Joe Long from Ask the Gardeners, she promised some water lilies and water plants. We had some people that offered to donate 36 koi fish just a few weeks ago, but we couldn't take them. You know, I told her, where can I put them in my bathtub? Or, you know, there's no water in the place.
Well, the main thing we need to do is get that leaking worked out. And like I said, I think that, I bet you there's somebody, a benefactor, and it'd probably be better if we had a benefactor just to donate for the money specifically for that, because a lot of times when the city allocates money, sometimes it has a tendency to get
better if it's
brushed off.
Pete's right, though, too. There's a lot of politics involved here. There's a lot of champions. We're gonna have to get everybody kind of united on what the plan is, and then I agree with Jerry with our help and everybody else's help. You have that spring boom giveaway at Saws. It's just stones throw away. Where three or 4,000 people show up, and we need the link with that too.
And they got a nice parking place down there. I remember that sunken garden.
It's a beautiful place for parking. They can just keep security there. But the like you said, Saws and CPS have really been helpful as far as surviving plants.
Yeah,
and some of the nurses, but
y'all get the toilets fixed. We may consider that.
Maybe we need to do like Mitchell Lake and have a $25 toilet thing. You know,
the tourists.
I suggested that to one of your committees that was involved in.
They didn't like that?
I don't know what answer it was. They were laughing hysterically.
I don't think
they were impressed.
Well, when you're looking for money, buddy, you got to look for money.
Well, when the tourists come out there, you know, they find these porta potties that kids dump open on a regular basis.
Oh!
And there's no place.
I was in one of those.
Were they dumped over?
Yeah.
Oh, you were.
Terrible thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Pete.
Hey, Pete, if folks want to help you with the project, is there some place to contact?
They could always give me a phone call or email me, either one.
Okay, you want to give out email?
Yeah, my telephone number is
653-7282-8484.
Okay.
For a good time, put it on all the toilet walls.
All the porta potties.
Good time, call Pete.
There you go.
Yeah, but like I said, we're out there Tuesday and Thursday. You don't even have to call. Just show up here on Tuesday and Thursday between 8 and 12, and we'd be glad to put you to work.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
Bye, Pete.
You too. We're
going
to take a quick
break.
Thanks
for your volunteering.
Thanks for being a part of San Antonio's gardening volunteer community.